Well, Jim asked me when it was, a day or so ago, if I would have the reading, and he had to be at the executive committee meeting tonight at camp, so I said I could have a portion, maybe a couple of thoughts. So I was thinking of Acts chapter 12. I was thinking of the story, Peter's miraculous deliverance from prison. And I think if ever we need any encouragement in prayer, which we always do need encouragement, this would be a great story to read, how God miraculously delivered Peter from prison. And Acts 12, and I'll begin at verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. When Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came unto him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter in the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came into the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out, and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. When Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod from all the expectations of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he beckoned unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. And he said, Go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Quite an interesting story of Peter's miraculous deliverance from prison. God sent an angel down how Peter was released from the chains and that he was bound with. Doors were open, and Peter was freed from prison. I think as we see here, that it certainly was God's hand upon the life of Peter. Herod had put him in prison, and as he was to be brought to the people after Easter or the Passover time, that certainly he would be delivered up to death. But God had other plans for Peter. And as Herod had put him in prison, but God freed him. And it was not the time for Peter to die. And God certainly had his hand upon Peter's life. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. It was the prayers of the saints, of the brethren that were gathered together in this one house. And as they prayed without ceasing for Peter's deliverance, God heard their prayer, didn't he? And he answered their prayer. And sometimes God gives us answers to our prayers right away, but sometimes we have to wait and wait for his timing. And it was here that we see the faithfulness of the saints as they prayed before God. They were praying without ceasing. They weren't stopping. Their hearts were before God and interceding on behalf of Peter, knowing that he was held in prison and would be put to death. We see that the gate was opened on its own accord. I was thinking about that. You know, they have these buttons that you push and things happen. But God designed the first one. He opened the door. The door opened on its own accord. We see how God worked. We see the angel of the Lord. And I'm going to stop here in a minute because it's to be short. So in verse 7, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in prison. We see that happen in the life of Paul when Paul was converted. The light came from heaven and smote him to the ground. And we see here that there was a light that came into the prison. God lit up the prison, but yet there was no light given to the eyes of the soldiers or the keepers of the prison. God put them asleep and kept them asleep until Peter was free. I think that's the tremendous part of the miracle, how the angel of the Lord came and there was a great light was shown into the prison. And he smote Peter on his side. And Peter was awoke, and he raised him up, and he said, "Rise up quickly. Rise up quickly." And his chains fell off, and Peter followed the angel as he was led out of prison. It's a great story, as you read it, and has some other thoughts on light, but we're not going to go into that. But I think it's interesting that the light from heaven shone into that prison. God's light lit up that prison in Peter's deliverance. He gave him the light, the way in which he should go as he followed the angel miraculously free.